K159-02. Extract from letter K159-02, dated October 9, 1902. Our faith in eternal realities is weak, our sense of duty small, in view of the opportunities that we have to point souls to the Savior as their only hope. We are not to be cold and indifferent in regard to giving efficacious remedies for the healing of the soul. It is our duty to make known the truth, not in our own strength, but in the strong faith, assurance, and confidence that God imparts. In our sanitariums, no day should be allowed to pass without something being done for the salvation of souls. We are to offer special prayers for the sick, both when with them and when away from them. Then, when they inquire about the remedy for sin, our own souls, softened by the Holy Spirit, will be all aglow with a desire to help them give their hearts to God. All the nurses and helpers are to give treatments and perform other kinds of service in such a delicate, reverential way, and withal so solidly, thoroughly, and cheerfully, that the sanitarium will prove a haven of rest. The individual worker in any line in the treatment of the sick and the afflicted in a medical institution is to act as a Christian. He is to let his light shine forth in good works. His words are to magnify our Lord Jesus Christ. In the place of waiting for great opportunities to come before doing anything, he is to make the very best use of the talents lent him of God, in order that these talents may be constantly increased. He is not to think that he must be silent on religious subjects. It is highly important to know how to approach the sick with the comfort of a hope gained through faith in Christ Jesus and acceptance of his promises. When the awakened conscience cries out, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Make me thy child," be ready to tell the sufferer, the once indifferent one, that there is hope for him, that in Jesus he will find a refuge. The Savior is inviting everyone, "Look unto me and live. Come unto me and find rest." Those who in meekness and in love present the hope of the gospel to afflicted souls so much in need of this hope are the mouthpiece of the one who gave himself for all mankind, that he might become a healer, a tender, sympathetic, compassionate Savior. Let every means be devised to bring out the saving of souls in our medical institutions. This is our work. If the spiritual work is left undone, there is no necessity of calling upon our people to build these institutions. Those who have no burning desire to save souls are not the ones who should connect with our sanitariums.